Welcome to the Massage Life Podcast. I'm Jordan Pearson. I'm a CPA, and I'm here with my wonderful wife, Melissa, who is a registered massage therapist. And welcome back, Melissa. You were gone the last episode. We had Ashton take over. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah. He did good?
Yeah, he was all right. Your trip to Vancouver was fun?
Oh, yeah. The weather's so much better than here. It's so bad.
So here is Calgary. That's where we live.
Yeah. Vancouver's always nicer than pretty much anywhere.
But I hear they're getting dumped on right now.
Yeah, so much snow now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw these crazy videos of just like cars smashing into each other. Because it's just ice, right?
Like, yeah.
Because
yeah.
I think it like rains and then it freezes and it's just like bad.
Yeah. But today, so what are we talking about today?
Yeah.
Cancellation policies, I think is what you wanted to talk about.
Yeah.
Super sexy subject.
No, I think it's a little bit of a hot topic right now because... I don't know where everyone else lives, but here it's been crazy with cancellations lately because people are getting sick. So a lot of people have been asking, like, what are you guys doing for cancellation policies? Like, should I still charge people a cancellation fee if they cancel because they're sick?
Right.
And so there's just been some discussion. And then I've been thinking about it a lot. I also listened to someone else's podcast recently where they were talking about cancellation fees. So it's just been on my mind. So I thought we could chat about it. And
yeah. And it's a tough thing to talk about because a lot of people have really strong opinions. Mm-hmm. About cancellation policies.
Totally.
And so we'll give our take. And I think the biggest thing to take away is that, I mean, there's a right or wrong answer.
Agreed.
Right? Like you really have to look at your business and your clientele base and the situation itself.
Yeah.
But anyways, you've thought about this a lot more than I have. We've definitely talked about it a bit, so.
Right. Yeah, I agree that, like, these are just my opinions and, I mean, you do you. This is just kind of what I've learned over my years of practice. So,
right.
Yeah.
So what is your cancellation policy?
So for those who are new to listening, I'm a mobile massage therapist. I run my own practice. I do have a contractor that works one day a week, but mostly it's just me. And I've been doing mobile for 3 years. And in the past, I've worked for different clinics. And so my cancellation policy has been the same over the past 3 years. It's a little bit of a unique policy that I haven't seen anywhere else. Most policies I've seen are generally a 24-hour cancellation fee. If you cancel within that time frame or don't show up, then you're charged the full rate. That's pretty standard most places I've seen. Mm-hmm.
I think I had to pay a cancellation fee once.
I'm trying to think if I ever have.
And it's a hard pill to swallow.
It is, yeah. So that's why I did. That's why I was like, what am I going to do for my cancellation fee? Policy. I knew I wanted something written down. It's really important to have a policy written down. Even if you plan to not enforce it, it's good to have it written there. And it kind of scares people from canceling, really, right? Even if you decide not to enforce it. But at the same time, if you're going to have a policy and not enforce it, then what's the point of having a policy?
Yeah, yeah.
And so what mine is actually $40. So it doesn't matter if it's a 30-minute appointment, a 90-minute appointment. It's a flat $40 cancellation fee if you cancel within 24 hours. And so the reason why I did it that way and not the full fee is exactly like you said. It's a hard pill to swallow the full amount. And I've seen people counter that saying, well, if you were to purchase tickets to a concert and, you know, you got a cold and you couldn't go, you're not going to call up Ticketmaster. Well, maybe you would. You could. You could try to call up Ticketmaster, but I don't think they're going to care.
Yeah, someone try and let us know.
Yeah, see how that goes.
Let me see how that goes.
Like you can call and say, hey, I have a cold. Can I get my money back?
I have the sniffles.
But it is what it is. It's a sunk cost, right? Yeah. Like you've paid that fee and it's non-cancelable, right? Like
that's
just how it is. And so people say that, like, well, it's too bad, so sad. But in my opinion, it's a little bit different.
It's very different.
For two reasons. One, a lot of people are using benefits. So they're not planning on spending that money out of pocket. So for mobile, it's $126 with the GST. That's quite expensive for a lot of people. But they know that it's going through their insurance. In fact, I do direct billing. Often they don't even have to deal with the payment at all. I come over, give them a massage, direct bill, done, right?
Right.
So a really important thing for people to know is people cannot submit a receipt from a cancellation to their insurance.
Right.
You can't give them a receipt and they submit it. That's not allowed. And so, I mean, they can try, but the insurance companies make it pretty clear that they can't submit that. So all of a sudden now that's an out-of-pocket expense that they weren't planning on. They maybe don't have that in their budget.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And so different than if you're going to a concert, you know, you're paying out of pocket for that. You were planning on that all along.
Right. You've budgeted for that expense. I'm going to go to this concert or this event or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. You've built that into your budget and you're okay with that expense.
Yeah.
But for a lot of people, when they're booking massage, to your point, maybe their benefits cover 80%, right? And so they know they're going to have to pay 20% out of pocket. And that, mm-hmm. you know, depending on your rates, could be anywhere from $20 to $30, mm-hmm. right? And so your cancellation policy is in line with that.
Kind of the amount, right? That they'll pay out of pocket.
You know, it's like, yeah, it's, you know, it sucks that you have to cancel, but this is a reasonable amount.
And it's an amount I feel comfortable charging and enforcing. Don't have a policy that you're not willing to enforce, that you don't feel comfortable enforcing. What's the point? If you're never going to enforce it. The $40, I feel comfortable and okay charging someone, even if it's a kind of a reasonable excuse, even if it's that they woke up and felt sick or that their car wouldn't start or something like that, like kind of an excuse that maybe I'd feel compassionate towards. It's like, I get that, but it also sucks for me that I now don't have income.
Yeah, you have this
day.
Gap in your schedule.
This weird gap in my day, especially if it's last minute, I can't even fill it. And I have people who want to book in with me. I'm very busy. And so it's like, oh, someone else could have taken that spot. And so the $40
and some, quite often you can fill those spots.
If it's enough time, I can. I do have a wait list. Sometimes I can fill it. I know some people have a policy where if they can fill the spot off their wait list, they don't charge the client.
Okay.
So that's something you could look
is
at
that,
as well.
Is that your policy?
No, it's not.
Okay.
Yeah, no, it's not. But yeah, I feel like I was going to say this. Okay, yeah, so the two reasons.
Sorry.
Throwing me off here. I do kind of look at each situation on an individual basis, though.
Right.
Why people are canceling and if it's like a first-time offense. Often, if it's a first cancellation and if they've seen me before and like I know they're usually generally good, it's not like they're canceling left, right, and center, I will often give kind of a like, first time is like I'll waive the fee. So yeah. I if they cancel within those 24 hours, I'll let them know, hey, sorry you're sick or whatever. This is my cancellation policy. Don't worry, I'll waive it for you this time, but next time you'll have to pay the $40.
Right. And that's a good way to educate people because I'm sure a lot of people when they're doing their intake, they don't even read the cancellation policy.
They skim over
right?
it.
They just sign it. And so if you're giving people that, you know, that freebie, it's a way for you to educate them and say, "Hey, you know, my cancellation policy is this. You've agreed to that. I'm going to waive it this time. Mm-hmm. But if this happens again, like the fee that I charge is $40 or whatever." Yeah.
But I've been trying to like stand my ground even.
And you have.
Yeah. There's been times where I've had to charge it. And I've also, I have had some people lately who have kind of been pushy with my boundaries. And so I've had to be a little bit more firm and like kind of messing with my time and not being respectful about my time. So I've had to be a little bit more firm. In fact, I've changed my booking policy where they have to leave a credit card upon booking.
Right.
So I have their credit card number on file securely with Jane. And it makes it so much easier to collect that payment, right? You can just say, they cancel and say, okay, I'm so sorry that happened. But like be sympathetic to their situation and just remind them of the policy and then just let them know I've charged your $40 on your credit card.
Yeah, right. They've agreed to that.
It's like a contract.
It's not like you're just, you know.
You're not springing it on them.
Right.
They know it. And so you can stand your ground and feel confident knowing that that's the policy that they agreed to. And so,
yeah, the other thing too.
Oh, I remember the other thing I was going to say. Sorry to cut you off.
No,
okay,
that's
so
fine.
What I said that I feel like it's different from a concert or anything like that is the other thing too is if someone cancels on me, I get to stay home and watch Netflix or whatever. Like I now have free time.
Is that what you do when you stay at home?
No. If I have a cancellation, usually I'm working on other things.
Yeah.
Cleaning the house, doing laundry.
No, I do your laundry.
Not this way again.
Well, you know, we have a lot of things on the go.
Right. Yeah.
We have a soap company. We have online wellness.
Yeah.
We have courses that we're working on that are coming soon, that have been coming soon for a long time. Right. There's a lot of work that we're doing.
And so I try not to get too frazzled when I have a cancellation because you're right. I have other things that I can do to help generate income. And yeah, I feel bad charging the full amount because it's like I'm not doing any work. Like I get to just stay home now. And so that's one of the other reasons why I don't charge that full rate and I just charge the $40.
Right. I think you would maybe agree with this as well, but I think another reason why you shouldn't charge the full rate is because you still want to maintain a good relationship with that client.
Yeah.
And it really puts a sour taste in their mouth if they have to now pay $126 out of pocket, right? Like I get it. That's a loss of income for you. Maybe you can't fill that spot. Mm-hmm. You know, it just sucks for everyone, but that's a hard pill to swallow when maybe, to your point, you haven't budgeted for that at all. And so now you're paying that out of pocket. And a lot of people are struggling and maybe they can't afford to pay that much. And so it just, I don't know. And the other thing too, right? Like you want, You want people to feel comfortable with canceling, right? Like if they are sick.
Agreed, yeah.
Right? If they are sick and they have to cancel their appointment and they know that it's going to cost $40, right? You know, that's something that I think most people can generally stomach. But if it's $126 mm-hmm. and they're like, well, I don't want to cancel. I don't want to pay $126 out of pocket. So mm-hmm. I'm just going to go to this appointment sick.
Yep.
And then you get sick mm-hmm. and then you can't work for a week.
Mm-hmm. That's
and
so a big it's like, loss of income.
Yeah. And then you're really screwed. Yeah. And
take the $126 hit instead of the $1,000 hit or the $2,000 right. hit because you're taking time off of work.
Right.
It's like, yeah.
And I think going back to this, looking at each situation on a case by case basis, you know, I know you have a lot of clients who are really loyal to you and you have a great relationship with those clients. And sometimes there's just like some crazy event that happens, right? And that has happened in recent weeks. And, you know, you haven't enforced the policy because you know that those clients are good. You've seen them so many times. Mm-hmm. They've given you so much money over the time that you've been working, mm-hmm. you know? And so in those situations, I know there have been times where you felt comfortable waiving that fee. Mm-hmm. But then there have been other times where people just, you know, it's kind of like you want to get rid of these clients anyways.
Yeah.
Because they're just rude and inconsiderate. And, yeah. you know, I don't know if you want to share any of those stories or maybe not. Just, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's been frustrating.
It's been weird. Over the past 3 years, I haven't had to enforce the policy too much. Like people have been generally really good and I don't get a lot of cancellations. I certainly don't get no shows for mobile. And that's maybe one reason why I don't. Like why I'm okay to just waive the cancellations here and there because right. I don't get a lot. Mm-hmm. So here and there, it's like, well, what do you do? Like, I'll cancel.
Yeah,
like,
you'll show up at someone's house and they're like, oh crap, I have massage.
Yeah, right? So like working in a clinic, it's like, yeah, people forget. But if you forget your mobile massage appointment, well, I still show up and yeah. I've had that happen. It's so funny. They're like, oh, hi.
Yeah, you can tell.
Yeah.
It's like, read the room. It's like, you forgot.
I had one person who admitted it. They're like, oh my goodness, totally forgot. And then I had one person who didn't admit it, but I was like, it was actually really uncomfortable because I like, knocked on the door and then I could hear husband and wife talking and they're like, oh shoot, it's Melissa, oh quick. And then I heard like rustling around and stuff and it was like, were you naked or something, like what's happening? And then they
put
like
your pants back on.
Yeah, I swear that's what happened because they came to the door and they were like, you know when someone's being like talking really fast and you can tell they're very frazzled.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they were like pretending like everything was normal. They didn't say, oh, we forgot you were coming or anything. They were just like, oh hey. And yeah, the husband was like, oh, we were just like up to something or something. We were just busy. Or like
we were just making out. We were making out.
Yeah, they should have just said that. And I didn't push it. So I didn't say like, oh, did you forget or anything? It was really cute. Actually, it's funny. But yeah, for the most part, I don't have no-shows. Although a while ago, I did have a no-show where I packed up my stuff, drove to the house, knocked on the door, and they were not there. I was not 100% surprised because they had been disrespectful of my time in the past. Right. And in fact, I probably shouldn't have even gone to that appointment. They actually owed me cancellation fee from the previous appointment that they agreed to pay, but were not paying. I had sent them invoices, sent them texts, and they were not paying the fee. And yeah. I thought, well, they booked this other appointment. I'll show up at their house. And then it'll be really hard for them to say no to me when I'm talking to their face, when I'm like, oh yeah, remember the cancellation fee you said you'd pay?
Yeah.
And like the first one was just within 24 hours. I didn't show up at their house for that one. That was, you know, maybe 5 hours before their appointment or something. But yeah, this next appointment, and I had massaged them before, like I'd been in their home, you know, built a relationship with
them.
And so, yeah, this one time showed up, no one was there. And I was like, what is happening? And then someone came out of the garage, like not my clients. I'm like, who are you? Hello, what's happening? And it was their like adult son.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I was like, where are the clients? And he was like, oh, they're not here. I said, oh, like, do you know where they are? Nope. Do you know when they're coming back? Nope. So I just went back in my car and tried calling them, texting, email, nothing.
Nothing. Yeah.
And never heard from them again. I have sent them an invoice by mail. I have sent them several texts, phone calls. Can't get
You'll
them.
Never hear from them again.
No.
Yeah.
They just abandoned me. They just ghosted me.
Yeah. I just updated your accounting records yesterday and it's still, you know.
It's on the accounts receivable.
It's on the accounts receivable. Yeah, we'll have to write
that off. Yeah,
to bad debt. Right.
Now, how does that work? Like, is there a time frame in which you can write? Okay, so say someone owes you money and they never pay you. Is there a time frame in which you can write that off as a bad debt, or how does that
work? Well, you have one of two options. So option one is because it's still 2022, like you recognize the revenue in 2022, right? You can just not recognize that as revenue, like just reverse the invoice and just as if it had never happened, mm-hmm. right? Or you keep the sale, right? Keep it recorded as revenue, and then you also record a bad debt. You record an expense for the exact same amount.
And so balance each other out.
It offsets. So, right, you'd have, let's imagine it was for $100, right? So you have $100 revenue, but then if you know you're not going to collect on that, you write off the invoice and you record it as a $100 expense, right? So you're recognizing the $100 revenue and you're also recognizing the $100 expense, and so it nets to zero,
right?
Right? Or you could just, well, like I said before, you could just reverse the revenue as if it never happened, right?
Is there an advantage to doing it either way?
No. So a lot of times what happens is that there's overlap between years. So imagine this happened at the end of this year. So you saw these people, you charged them the cancellation fee, or maybe you went and actually gave a massage, right? And they didn't pay you.
Yeah.
Right? You've recognized the $100 as revenue in 2022. And you're like, I'm pretty sure I'll collect the money from these clients. I'll record that as income on my income tax return. We'll file it. Everything will be great. And then let's say you never collect that, mm-hmm. right? So in 2023, you can record, you'd write it off, recognize it as a bad debt. So you'd have the expense in 2023. Does that make sense? Because you're claiming, like you've recognized it as income. You mm-hmm. paid income tax on mm-hmm, it. Mm-hmm. But then you never collected the accounts receivable. You never collected it. And so you're going to write that off, record the expense in 2023. And so you're effectively...
You pay less tax
the next year.
Right.
Right? So now for you, I'll probably just reverse it. It'll be as if the revenue never happened. Mm-hmm. Right?
So this is so interesting because, okay, this is going to sound really dumb, but maybe other people have thought this too. I thought for some reason there was like some tax advantage for... Because you say that, writing off this bad debt. Somehow it made it seem like... that there would be some advantage to like writing that off. I guess there's no advantage. There's no like, it's not like an expense where, I bought something.
Yeah. It's just meant to make you whole.
Yeah.
Right. Because, you recognize the revenue, maybe you paid income tax on it.
Yeah.
But you never collected the cash at the end of the day.
Right.
Right. So it's not fair.
Yeah.
And so we have to make you whole.
Yeah.
So in the next year, let's recognize the bad debt. Now you have this expense with no revenue. Right. And so it's all just balancing itself out.
Yeah.
Hopefully I didn't confuse people. Hopefully that made sense.
No, I think I just never understood how it worked in the past because it's just something I've never had to deal with. So,
right.
Yeah. That's good to know.
And it just if you're operating on a cash basis, right? So, and what I mean by that is you would, and this is not how you're supposed to manage your accounting records, but let's say you only recognize revenue when you received cash. Right. Well, in this situation where the client has never paid you, it's like, well, you're not going to recognize the revenue at all because mm-hmm. you've never received any cash.
You don't
cash.
Need to write anything off.
There's nothing to write off because you've never, ever recognized the revenue because you never, ever received any cash.
Right.
Right. But we won't go down this road of talking about how did we get on accrual accounting versus cash accounting.
Okay. Shush about your accounting now.
Anyways, but no, I think this is really fascinating because some people, and I get it, you need to, like, you're running a business and you need to do what's best for you, like, for your business, but some people are really passionate about, like, nope, like, this is my cancellation policy, like, and they're really strict about enforcing that, and that's, I mean, like, you do you, right? Mm-hmm. If that works for you and your business, like, that's great. I just really worry about retention. Right. And what that's going to do to your client base.
Right.
I don't know.
It's a tough balance.
Because maybe you do want to. I mean, if you're really busy and you want to weed those people out.
Right.
It's like, I don't really want you as a client. And so here's this cancellation fee. But then I think about it's probably going to be harder for you to collect $120 than it is for you to collect $40. You know what I mean? And so you may run into some collection issues.
Yeah.
True. Depending on whatever you're charging.
Yeah.
But I like what you've done. You have clients' credit cards on file, and so you just charge it.
Discharge it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think my main takeaway is set a cancellation policy that you feel comfortable enforcing.
Yeah.
Right? And that will look different for everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and I think, you know, I've had some conversations with some receptionists, and the thing they hate the most is having to enforce that cancellation policy, yeah. right? You know, picking up the phone and saying, okay, yeah, like you now owe us $110 or whatever it is. And it's like, you know, that's a tough conversation to have.
Yeah.
It's a lot more comfortable to say, okay, you know, it's unfortunate that you have to cancel. Our cancellation policy is $40. How would you like to, mm-hmm. how would you like to settle that account?
Yeah. And yeah. it's so much harder when I am the receptionist. No, I have to do that. Right. It's right. a little bit, I mean, I don't know how the receptionists feel. Like you said, they probably feel uncomfortable, but it's a little bit different because they only do those transactional interactions with the clients, right? They come in, take payment, do bookings, whatever. I'm with those clients for an hour. We're having a more like in-depth relationship, right? In the treatment room. It's really hard sometimes to enforce those things
yeah.
when I'm working for myself. And so it is challenging. I empathize with people who have a hard time doing it. And also a lot of massage therapists are women. And I feel like we are really like empathetic, and you're just like, you care about this person and you feel bad. And so I get that it's hard, but I think we do need to, like we said earlier, it's a contract that they signed and yeah. you should feel okay charging people. And I would hope that clients feel respectful towards the therapist too, and feel, you know, I have had that from people before where they're like, I have to cancel. I'm so sorry. Like, charge my card or whatever.
Right.
And so, yeah.
I think the other thing that's worth mentioning, I mean, I don't want this to go on forever, but I think another thing that's worth talking about is how you communicate that to your client when they cancel, right? Because mm-hmm. I've had a lot of conversations with people where they just like they skirt around it and they're like, mm-hmm, okay, mm-hmm. like, you know, they're really passive and it's awkward and uncomfortable,
right?
They're saying, you know, okay, so like I'm really sorry about this, but yeah, and it's just mm-hmm. you know what I mean, and they're saying
yeah, you don't need to be yeah, and you don't need to say sorry.
Yeah,
you can say, oh, sorry, you're sick or whatever.
Right.
Don't just be apologetic for your policy.
You yeah. need to be really not. I mean, you need to be assertive mm-hmm. and bold. You know, and you know that might look as simple as, you know, I'm really sorry that you're sick. Our cancellation policy, which you agreed to, is $40. How would you like to pay that? Right. Just be very direct with them.
Yeah.
So that they know. It's like, this isn't going to be
simple. Yeah.
Yeah. This is not a debate or yeah. a negotiation.
Yeah. Don't say, oh, is that okay?
Right.
Is that okay with you?
Yeah. No, it's like, it is okay with you because you agreed to it.
Yes. Yes.
Right. So you don't need to, don't hesitate.
Yeah.
Right. Because when you are assertive like that, like you have to think of yourself as a salesperson, right? Mm-hmm. If you're, the more assertive you are, the more likely people are just going to be like, okay, yeah.
Right.
And they're just going to go with it.
Yeah.
But if you, you know, open the door to any sort of negotiation, well, mm-hmm. then it's just people are going to take mm-hmm. advantage of you.
Totally.
And yeah. say, well, you know, can you waive it this time? Oh, mm-hmm. oh, I guess maybe I could. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then it's just awkward.
Yeah.
Right?
Totally.
Stand your ground.
Yeah. 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 And one thing that, like I said, I listened to this podcast and they talked about how some people will, you know, waive it in certain circumstances. And the thing that they argue that I agreed with was they said, well, how do you determine what's an appropriate circumstance, yes. right? Oh, that you're sick? Is that appropriate? Or like, oh, you couldn't find a babysitter? Like, oh, maybe they think, oh, that's not as severe of an issue. I've been stuck in that kind of a situation. That's really challenging, right? And so it's like, what's an okay excuse? And then you have the people who aren't going to tell you their whole life story. They're just going to say, I can't make it today. And maybe the reason is like their husband died or something, and they don't want to tell you that because they don't want to get into it with you and like explain their whole life away. And so what, you're not going to waive it to them in that circumstance because they didn't tell you the reason?
Right.
So that's where you get into like some muddy waters, I think, if you're like trying to determine what's an appropriate excuse to cancel.
So would you say that there isn't one?
There isn't. Yeah. And that's what, yeah. well, that's what they were saying on this other podcast. They said there isn't. It's just they charge our fee no matter what.
Right.
And then they also, one thing that we haven't chatted about is they also do the same for if the therapist needs to cancel. So if the therapist is sick, their car won't start, whatever.
Yeah.
They will comp the person. They'll give comp the next massage for them.
That's fair.
Right.
It's like, have you ever had to do that?
I have had to cancel on people within 24 hours. It's probably been like 20 hours or something. Like I would never cancel on someone, you know, an hour before their appointment. But for being sick, right? You wake up. Like I've had it before where I wake up feeling like garbage. Like I've been sick so many times this year. It's terrible. Yeah. You wake up feeling garbage and you have an appointment later that evening. I have had to cancel on people that close. But I haven't comped them $40. Maybe I should. I don't know. I've never thought about that.
Yeah, interesting. I mean, at the very least, there should be, I think there should be some compensation to the client.
Yeah, because...
You know, it goes both ways.
Goes both ways, yeah. You respect their time, they respect yours, because that client might have, you know, canceled a social event to be there. They might have found a babysitter, or
right.
Who knows what they've had to do to schedule that time with you. And so you should be respectful of their time as well.
Yeah, interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, I got nothing else.
Lots of food for thought for people. If you have opinions, like, I'd love to hear them. You can fight me on anything I've said. That's fine.
Yeah, well, we're not here to fight, right?
No.
Like, it's a really interesting topic, and I love hearing what other people think and, mm-hmm. you know, their approach to this, because it's, mm-hmm. you know, I don't know that they're, like we said at the beginning, there's no, like, right or wrong way.
No.
I just...
And your policy might change. Mine might change. Right?
Like, well, yours has changed.
It has changed a bit, where I'm like, no, now I take your credit card, and I've been more persistent with it now, especially as my clientele has grown. You know, in the beginning days, I'm like, oh, I don't want to offend anyone. Oh, I need to retain as many clients as possible. And I was kind of scared. Now that I've, you know, built my practice and I'm more confident in what I'm doing, it's easier for me to enforce those things. And so they can be fluid. Like, you can change things over time. But the main thing is, be clear with your clients about what your policy is. Remind them of your policy. Like, it should be in, you know, your email reminders, all those things, so that they're not surprised.
Yeah.
That's the main thing. They should not be surprised. They should know very well what your policy is.
Right. Okay. Anything else? We're kind of in a different setting today. We're in our living room with the Christmas tree up.
Cozy up in my blanket.
Yeah, you got your blanket. No, it's a lot of fun. Okay.
Yeah, that's all. See ya.
See you guys. Thank you so much for listening. If you'd like to stay in touch, you can follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok. We've included the links to these in the show notes. Also, be sure to check out our website, onlinewellness.ca, if you need any continuing education credits. All of our courses have been approved by massage associations across Canada. Anyways, we'll catch you next time.